Humanity and planet Earth are currently on a journey of ascension through 7 levels of density consciousness. Now, this process of ascension is what is creating a lot of turmoil and change in the world. When we understand what is happening at a bigger energetic level, it can help us to relax a little bit more with all the uncertainty. I'm Liz Watt. Welcome or welcome back to where we navigate awakening and ascension and try to figure out how to live a purpose-led life in this crazy world. In this episode, I'm going to explore the meanings of consciousness, ascension, and density consciousness. I'll take you through each of the 7 levels of density consciousness and then explain what this means for us at this time. And finally, consider how we can experience this process of ascension in the easiest possible way. So the Law of One is a text that delves into this concept. However, what I'm going to talk about today draws from multiple sources as one cohesive way of understanding consciousness and ascension. So as always, do your own research and keep exploring to find a way of understanding that works for you. So let's first briefly consider what exactly consciousness is. Consciousness is awareness of or perception of something. Unconsciousness is a state in which the ability to be aware of something is lost. So source consciousness is the eternal and infinite field of energy that includes everything. And you could call it the creator, the universe, or spirit, or some of those types of terms. So human consciousness within each of us is awareness of existence of ourself as an aspect of source consciousness, but within this physical reality as a separate being. It's being alert, awake, and able to perceive and recognize patterns in the external world, as well as experience our own internal sensations, emotions, and thoughts. So to say a person is conscious means they have a high level of awareness of the objective truth of their reality and internal, external, and also this ethereal or energetic worlds. So to say a person is unconscious means they have a low level of awareness of the objective truth of their reality. So these people are asleep to reality and objective truth. Okay, so that's consciousness, but what then is density consciousness? Well, density refers to how much mass or energy is in an amount of space. You might remember that from high school physics or science or math. So the mass is information and space is the measure of the connectedness of information. So in low density form, energy or information is contracted, heavy, and closer together and more like physical matter. In high level density consciousness, energy is expanded, light, and further apart. It's much more like energy or gas. So density consciousness is a concept that identifies the density of energy, which defines the level of consciousness of a particular being, form, or realm. So in low density consciousness, energy is contracted, heavy, and closer together, has a low vibration, frequency, and awareness. In high-level density consciousness, energy is expanded, light, and further apart. It has a high vibration, frequency, and awareness. Each level has different lessons that relate to the frequency and awareness of that consciousness. Once a lesson is learned, the density consciousness lightens and is pulled by the lighter level above to ascend. So this occurs through a desire for and creation of something different and new from where we're at. And this is called ascension. So ascension is the act of rising to a higher density consciousness or level of consciousness or awareness. It's a process of expansion as energy moves from very dense, heavy matter to more less dense light and matter. Humanity, human beings, and the planet are in an ongoing process of ascending through 7 levels of density consciousness and awareness to what reality is. And these are all just the expression and experience of source consciousness to know itself from many different perspectives. So first density consciousness is the lowest density consciousness. It's the heaviest and most dense and least like pure source energy. It's about source consciousness exploring itself in the simplest possible way through pure physical existence. Now there's an awareness of being, but no self-reflection. It's elemental and expresses itself in basic physical matter such as rocks, water, and wind. Now, the purpose of the first density is to experience simple existence and then raise a desire for growth, movement, and independence. So in terms of time, let's say after a few million or billion years of existing as elements, rocks, magma, and lava on Earth, a desire arose in source consciousness for aspects to ascend and shift into a higher second density. So second density consciousness business is about growth and movement. It includes all biological or organic matter that can grow, move, and explore itself freely, such as trees, plants, minerals, or animals. In second density consciousness, there's an awareness of being and existing by relating itself to the environment and others and developing a sense of space and time and separation. However, there is no real sense of self, and most choices and actions are kind of run automatically by instinct rather than rationale or a mental logical process. So in the later stages of this density, a relationship starts to become important, but they're instinctual and generally operated as a shared group identity with very little individual separation, except maybe for animals. So the purpose of second density consciousness is to experience growth and movement and then raise a desire for independence from the group. Third density consciousness is about self-awareness, free will, choice as an independent and separate being. So beings can make conscious choices and use logic, rationale, and critical thinking to create concepts, ideas, meaning, and beliefs. In third density consciousness, we forget we're part of source consciousness and we experience ourselves very individual and separate. So polarity, duality, opposite, and contrast are experienced as ways of understanding our separateness and individuality in relation to other things that are kind of out there. So the purpose of third density consciousness is to choose either the polarity of separate from the group or the whole, or enmeshed with and defined by the group or the whole. And we have this constant pulling between the two. This conflict creates confusion and suffering until a desire arises in us for something different and pulls us into the fourth density. And this is kind of where we are at the moment. So you could say density one sleeps in rock, density two dreams in animals, and density three awakens in the human. So density three is the level of density consciousness that most of humanity currently exists in. And what is currently happening on planet Earth is a shift from third density to fourth density consciousness. So if this is helping you begin to understand the seven levels of density consciousness and what's happening in the world, then make sure you hit like and subscribe. All right, so fourth density has many characteristics of the third density, except beings have chosen to polarize to one of two modes, either separation and service to self, or service to the whole, the group, the common good, and service to others. So it's the choice of one of these two polarities that move you to fourth density consciousness. You choose one or the other. So let's talk a little bit more about what this choice actually means. So to serve is to perform duties, actions, or behaviors for another that is considered a master, more important, or a higher authority. So service then to self is to perform duties, actions, or behaviors for yourself as a more important or higher authority than others. Service to others is to perform duties, actions, or behaviors for others as a more important or higher authority than the individual self. Now, regardless of the choice, fourth density consciousness creates a clear path and the truth of who you are begins to expose itself. Service to self focuses on what is in the best interests of the individual at the expense of the whole. They're driven by greed, status, fear, and control. Service to others focuses on what is in the best interests of the whole at the expense of the individual. And they often come from idealism, love, and joy, but their efforts can result in sacrifice, burnout, and the expense of themselves because you're just giving, giving, giving. So as more and more people choose one path or the other, polarity, division, and separation become greater and suffering increases. Either choice is a polarity that creates suffering and cannot be sustained because it's a polarity and the opposite aspect is missing. You can't be one or the other. So both polarities must exist in equal proportion. And so as one increases in the world, so does the other. So the purpose of fourth density consciousness is to experience one extreme of polarity and then raise a desire for less polarity and more balance. So we see how we can't exist with just one polarity and we must find find a way that we can have both. And this takes us into fifth density consciousness. So this is the challenge humanity currently faces as we shift and evolve from third to fourth and fifth density consciousness. So what we're currently seeing are the polarities of either serving yourself at the expense of the whole or serving the whole at the expense of the self. So once the polarities of service to self and service to others reach the extreme end of the spectrum and humanity has had enough suffering, balance is returned through fifth density consciousness. So in fifth density, we experience this journey to unity and learning how to be both a separate, sovereign, and independent being and part of a group and a whole. So service to others beings realize they must also give to themselves. Service to self beings realize they must also give to others. So the polarity diminishes to a more central place of balance on the spectrum and an understanding that both polarities are required. So the purpose of the fifth density is to learn separation between self and others, or the whole is an illusion. And in truth, we are all and both. So it raises a desire for the elimination of polarity and unification of separate and the whole. So if this is starting to make sense, I'd love to know your own experiences or thoughts about this polarity between service to self and service to others and how you think it's playing out in your own life or the world. Sixth density consciousness, polarity and separation disappear. And sixth density beings have fully remembered they are both separate and part of the whole of source consciousness. So they've moved out of the transition and they're there. They fully understand that what happens to one happens to the whole, and what happens to the whole happens to one. So this level of remembrance, consciousness exists to impart levels of understanding and wisdom to those in the lower levels of density consciousness to help them learn and understand. So the purpose of the sixth density is to experience polarity. It still exists because we're in a physical realm, and raise a desire then to return to infinite oneness. So seventh density consciousness is beyond the illusion of physical reality, and we return to our natural energetic form of eternal consciousness, and the physical form dissolves. So all personal and individual memory, knowledge, and experience are returned back and shared with the whole. So beings at this level don't evolve or grow, as they are everything. However, because we're aware of and know we are everything in seventh density consciousness, this level raises a desire to unknow and then experience ourselves differently again. And this takes us back to the start of the cycle, but potentially at a different level of awareness. So you could say that eighth density is the first density of the next dimension, or possibly even universe, or a different reality with brand new laws, levels of awareness and consciousness, and potential experiences and opportunities for growth. Now, what exists here is unknown. However, it could be considered the start of another phase of the ascension of consciousness, where source has the opportunity to again unknow and re-know itself in totally new ways that we can't even comprehend. Eighth density consciousness is really a concept and essentially the first density of the next level of evolution as we cycle through a new process and continue to ascend like an eternal upward spiral of knowing and unknowing, but in different ways. So who knows how many levels of density consciousness there actually really are beyond what we can perceive and understand and just conceptualize in human form. So what does this mean for us? Well, the process of ascension through these levels of consciousness is a natural and energetic process totally beyond human control. It's happening whether we know it or want it to or not. What's important to note is that ascension is upwards and we can't go back, at least in this lifetime. We can't unknow what we have individually and collectively become aware of in this lifetime and reality and in humanity as a whole. So humanity theoretically can't go back to second and first density consciousness unless we completely like reset and take a big quantum jump backward. But let's save that tangent for another time. So this is an eternal, infinite process that will ultimately evolve. So the current experience of humanity is that third and fourth density consciousness of polarity, separation, and division. And it's moving at the moment to an extreme. The motion is underway and the momentum can't be broken. And we can all feel and experience this in many different ways at the moment. So energetically, we'll continue this path until the pendulum swings to a very extreme. So you might feel really detached, separate, and totally split and isolated from the rest of the world in this polarity. But at the same time, humanity as a whole and a collective are all experiencing the same process, just from our own different unique experience and perspectives. But we're all going through this individually and as a whole. So when humanity decides enough is enough, the pendulum will pause, halt, and slowly return, or quickly return, to the center of balance, and will individually and collectively evolve and ascend into that fifth density consciousness and then beyond. So this process is beyond our control and is well underway. You could say it's a natural evolution. Will it take a year, a decade, a lifetime, or 10 lifetimes to fully turn? Well, none of us knows for sure. We can't control this process. We can't stop it. And we can't make other people wake up and see it. The only thing you can control is your response to what is happening in the world and what you put out into the world. And the only way to do this is to keep doing the internal work on yourself. The question is, will you ride the wave for what it is and choose to enjoy the ride as best you can, or will you fight and resist this inevitable human evolution and potentially exciting time of change if you embrace it? So what comes next is up to you. The choice is totally yours. So if you want to go really deep into these topics, then make sure you check out my new book, Unity, at lizwatt.com/unity. If you want to know a bit more about the process of shifting from 3D to 4D to 5D, then check out the episodes appearing on the screen, or the link is in the description. Thank you for watching. I hope this gave you some clarity and perhaps put you a little bit more at ease about this process of ascension and shift through density consciousness and what is actually happening in the world. For now, have a great day, and I will see you next time.